listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Wednesday, June 26, 2019. We're on phones, Gino in Connecticut. I appreciate your call, and I agree. I don't see how, you know, allowing someone to back into the Grand Canyon taking a selfie is loving. I think correcting that kind of bad behavior obviously is more loving. Or people who are in a depressed state because of their psychological disorder, I don't think it's loving to allow that to persist or to give them medication that might kill them or make their depression worse. That doesn't seem loving either. So, you know, I agree with your point about counterfeit love.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long list. I mean, we could go on forever.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
The town next to us just had one of these gay pride celebrations, and the fact that they have to be prideful about it should be enough for people to realize that pride comes before the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's no other sexual behavior that has these parades in which they have to celebrate, you know, the necessity of celebrating their pridefulness.
Yeah.
And the thing is, let me just say to those out there that, you know, are really harsh to these people, look, we're not to judge these people. The only people we're called to judge is the church, and we're called to make righteous judgments.
Yep. Police your own, basically. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And we're called to love them, and the only thing I do is I don't say anything at these events. I just do banners with the Word of God on it. That's it. I'll put a piece of duct tape on before I engage these people, because they're not, their pride is, hold on, please. Good. Sorry, I'm doing my job at the same time.
Right on.
I got more for you. A little bit more for you. I'm about to go on my lunch break, so.
Thank you.
I apologize for that. I'm
working at
the same time. But I thank you for letting me, have that lunch break. But, yeah, so this counterfeit love, you know, I have no problem with a man loving a man. I have no problem with a woman loving a woman. It's the perverse act. It's the unnatural act. It's the sodomy. These things are immoral. These things lead to death. If you want to know what morality is, good leads to life and evil leads to death.
Right.
It's that simple.
It is, and last year we did, and I sort of revisited it this year, but I did the series for 2 or 3 months, to about 2.5 months, on what I call the death cult and its ideology. Absolutely, and it is a real thing, and the more that people pay attention and observe it, the more you will see it's everywhere. It's pervasive.
It is, even on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
everywhere. Yep.
You know, I watch a lot of Fox News, but the reason why I started listening to RBN is because I can only take so much of Fox News. You know, they've become so political that they've lost their responsibility, their journalism. I mean, I like Tucker Carlson the most because he seems like the only journalist there.
Yeah.
But I digress here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy hearing from everybody's perspective on RBN, even though some of the things I don't agree with, but thanks for taking my call, and thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Gino. I appreciate it. And, you know, especially for taking the time during work. I mean, I don't know. For the listeners, I mean, hopefully you understand. I appreciate the fact that Gino took time to call in. There is you know, the paradox. I appreciate his call, especially taking time out of his day. I hope that that doesn't, you know, reflect adversely on his work. I appreciate hearing from him, and I hope we all do. You know, again, to me, this is the town forum or the town hall where we can get together and, you know, hopefully you appreciate these frustrations. It's not just supposed to be a cathartic thing for me. It kind of is sometimes. Sometimes it's just adding frustration on top of frustration. But, you know, hopefully this is a place where we can come together and as I've said recently, sort of throw off the gaslighting. And sometimes you start to feel crazy. Am I really? Is this what's going on here? Like, I think it was Fred who talked about, you know, the what I would generally categorize as debauchery that you just see everywhere on all of the channels. If you turn on the television, you see it everywhere, and that's not a surprise. But I mean, it should be shocking. It's not surprising, but it should be shocking. And we should say no to this stuff. And so, you know, thinking about, again, the you know, the Democratic debates, it's throwaway. It doesn't amount to anything. And, you know, nothing will be discussed of any import or relevance. It'll be, you know, here's an example of what I mean. And you know, I mean no disrespect to anyone. I hope that that's clear. I really, really do. You know, first of all, as an aside, briefly, speaking of Gino's call, Rhonda in Missouri sent me the video about Audacity and the movie and Ray Comfort, you know, and Kirk Cameron's efforts. And it is interesting, you know, the way that they engage people. So that's interesting. That's probably contextually relevant at this point. But, you know, an example of what I'm thinking of here in this particular moment, the debates. Brian and Jenna sent me the the email about Jim, you know, debating McWest of Metabunk, and you know, an update. Here's the video. YouTube video titled, the YouTube video titled Mick West and Jim Lee Debate Chemtrails, Geoengineering, and Semantics. I have gone to lengths to try to, you know, I guess paint the elephant in the room, the invisible elephant, at times. And the invisible element, the invisible elephant here is that all debates are not created equal, as we know. I mean, these are the things that our mind, I think, glosses over at times. It's the unwashed masses don't realize that we live in a post-truth society. And those even aware of semantics and logic and rhetoric and how debate, real debate, is supposed to transpire are still victimized by this post-truth, you know, don't give me the facts or logic or objectivity, give me a persuasive argument. Everyone is infected by it to some degree, it seems. So all debates are not created equal. And I dare say the Mick West and Jim Lee debate is not the same thing as tonight's so-called Democratic debates, if that makes sense. There is an attempt, I would say, I mean, I can't speak to anyone's intentions, but I would like to believe that there is an intention on the part of Mick West and Jim Lee to have an intelligent, thoughtful, and factually relevant, factually based discourse. Get to the bottom of things, rather than persuade people. It's all about the art of persuasion these days, as Bertrand Russell reminded us. We are caught up and captivated in that society, and we should just get back to putting our feet on the ground, keeping them firmly anchored on the ground, and dispense with what Gino referred to as the counterfeit love. That's not love. You know, to leave someone in a debauched, depraved condition that has them depressed and suicidal, you know, there are issues that go unaddressed. You know, when you start digging into the pride and the tolerance and, you know, all that stuff, I'm not going to get into it, but there are issues. You know, rampant depression, rampant anxiety, high suicide rates, and those things. It doesn't seem loving to, you know, abandon someone to those things. That seems very unloving to me. That, you know, I agree with Gino. That sounds like counterfeit love to me. To allow your child to run around like an obnoxious heathen, like a savage, brutalizing other children, that's very unloving. Tolerance, acceptance. No, it's unloving, because what child, what group, what peer group is going to want to hang out with that child? What child is going to want to be lifelong friends with that child? This narcissistic, emotionally driven, petulant, whiny little maniac. My friend Eddie in D.C. used to say little idiots grow up to be big idiots. And that's crass and cynical, but you know what? There's a reality to it. It seems unloving to leave a child in that depraved condition. And we used to get straightened out real quick. I mean, we've talked about on this broadcast, growing up, it was expected. If you were at your friend's house, I can think of times now to this day. About 10 years old, one time, 10, 11 years old, at a friend's house, we used to, you know, roll around in the dirt every day. Sometimes it was in the house before it was in the dirt. Rolling around in the house one day, his mom's shouting from the kitchen. We're downstairs, you know, in a split level, around the corner kind of floor plan, and so kind of a half level down around at a right angle around the corner, and she's shouting, "Go outside, go outside, go outside," while she's in the kitchen. And finally, we get called into the kitchen. She spanked him with a wooden spoon first until it broke, and me next. And we're little boys. Mothers are horrified. Oh my, the child abuse, the savagery, the horror of it. Little boys don't care. They're little affected by it. We cried for effect, and then we went outside and said, "Okay, what do you want? I don't know. Let's ride dirt bikes." So we rode dirt bikes. But it obviously left an indelible imprint on me, on my mind, on my character, hopefully. I wouldn't say I was traumatized by it. I would say I was better for it. This is not okay. This is not acceptable. Go outside and do that. Don't do it in your Sunday best unless you want to go work in the coal mines at 12 years old to pay for your Sunday best. Leave your Sunday best in the house. Put on your summer rags to go roll around in the dirt, because that's what you boys do. You go poke at snakes and frogs and do that stuff. Don't ruin your good clothes. Go outside. We need more of that today. Put down your gadget that's harming you anyway in a variety of ways. Unbelievable what's going on. Show me what appreciable benefit these children get from this. It stunts their growth, their mental growth. It disrupts their physical, physiology, and harms them. You just played the clip from Dana Ashley's Wireless Warfare Exposed video. Again, there are, you know, the whole thing is just one big long clip. Hour and 15 minutes. It's destroying children's physiology. It's damaging their minds. stunting their mental growth. Show me the appreciable benefit from these devices, for Pete's sake. Why? Well, the Joneses have, you know, two devices, so we need to have three, and Junior needs to have the latest. You know, 5G is going to, it's really coming on. Did you see what Toronto's doing? The city within a city, it's going to be great. Yeah. So far, I mean, the evidence just tells us it's fantastic. No, you don't get the evidence. All you hear is the persuasive argument. That's all you get is the commercial, the Bernaysian propaganda. And it's causing a significant, what I will call discordance, as I mentioned earlier in today's broadcast. There's cognitive bias everywhere. And you see, I mean, we talk about the evidence on this network. I just had Dave Stetzer on. Well, I guess it's been a couple of months now. Talked about these issues, the issues of how technology is harming people. And yet, commercials are everywhere. It must be good. It can't possibly be bad, right? Big companies, multinational companies never do bad things, except every day. People are not perfect. And these companies are made up of people. Sometimes the leadership is a little greedy and takes advantage of the masses. It happens. We see it all the time. I was revisiting April's installment, 60 Minutes Opioid Epidemic episode. That should be enough. Just one episode should be enough to shut the machine down. Stop listening to liars. I'll play this clip. The One America News deal that I mentioned earlier. Everybody's guilty. It's all a controlled, you know, it's all controlled opposition. The president's foreign policy advisors are the ones that you want to watch. We'll wait until the next segment, I guess. But why are we listening to liars? Google is a lying company full of liars at the highest levels of leadership. Why do I say that? Because of, well, all of the evidence. The selfish ledger tells us that they're dishonest to folks. The fact that the YouTube terms or the about page and, you know, all of the statements that they make do not match. You know, I've said it for years. Don't listen. Don't watch the lips. Watch the feet. What are the feet doing? Don't listen to their mouth. You know, in football, receivers run routes, and receivers like Jerry Rice run very convincing routes, but good cornerbacks don't watch what's going on up here. They watch their feet. They watch the lower body, because that's where the person is going. The lower body's going to take them where they're going. This upper stuff, all this fakery, the head, the looking, the shoulders, the hands, good cornerbacks don't watch that. Because you watch that, you're going to get faked out. You're going to get left in the dust. And this issue seems very much the same to me. Don't watch their lips. What are their feet doing? What is the actual effectual outworking of these policies? And if Google is a lying company, I don't intend to support that. I don't intend to support Walmart. I don't shop on Amazon. Don't do any of this stuff. If it's just a self-checkout Amazon store, well, I guess I'm going back to the Stone Ages. I don't know. Not going to do it. But that sounds like it's approaching Revelation 13 territory. I don't know. You know, you could see where in the next generation or so it could get there. I think. Don't listen to liars. That doesn't sound loving either. Presidential candidates that lie. Hillary Clinton, you know, Google's persuasive technology. Well, the Trump campaign took a cue from the Obama campaign in 2012 and, you know, leverage the same stuff. Whoever can launch the most Machiavellian campaign wins, right? Shouldn't be doing this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Sometimes you get rolling downhill and you just, you know. Well, you know. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick before we do this thing and grab Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
You know, fair to Midland.
Yeah. So you guys, you were talking about, and your last caller was excellent, by the way, I thought, talking about, well, first of all, let me just say, I got a few spankings in my childhood, but by the time my dad got to my sister's, she made him laugh, so he couldn't really do much. She would put right clothes down her pants so she wouldn't get it too hard. But anyway, and then by
cheating.
He went from oldest to youngest, and he couldn't hardly spank us after that because he was laughing too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah. he'd say, okay, who did blah, blah, blah? And nobody would fess up. Okay, you're all going to get it. So he'd line us up. And Lisa would run for the clothes, and my brother always got it first, which is unfortunate. But, you know, and then my sister Lisa, and then by the time he got to me and my other sister, it was like, you know, kind of game over there. But, yeah. I think children should be... spanked, and it isn't abuse. It's because you love them, I think. You know, mm-hmm. that you care for your child, that you want to correct them, and, you know, of course, you know, could cause some arguments among the siblings, because we always knew who did it, but they would never fess up.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
Way the Bible puts it, foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child, but the rod will drive it far from him. And that sounds... you know, the rod of correction. But when you start thinking about it, I mean, I've ruminated on this, and you start to think about, you know, Psalm 23, your rod and your staff comfort me concept. That's what a shepherd uses, a staff and a rod, to gently keep the sheep on the narrow way, so to speak. And so it's not this cruelty. And to your points, I mean, it's not this psychopathic beating of children. And there is a reality as a parent, you know, most of us know that, you know, there's a reality to the cliche, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And most parents mm-hmm. feel the way that you're describing about your dad. And the nobody thing reminds me of that Family Circus cartoon. Remember that Family Circus, you know, nobody, who did this? Nobody. And so nobody was the little ghost that did everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to say is, I sent you a link to a movie. It's a movie
yeah.
that's called Audacity.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
I found it really... Oh, okay.
I mentioned that after Gino's call, because I thought it was relevant to the call.
Yeah, I found it really interesting, because, I mean, I've always had a problem telling people why that behavior is wrong, and I thought, why can't my nieces figure this out, you know, and if I can't figure it out, but it's really... kind of simple. And if you love somebody or care for them, you know, I mean, we're all sinners, right? But we mm-hmm. always, you know, we strive to do better. But, you know, like my guy, I have two nieces, and they're like telling my sister it makes her crazy, you know. Well, I even nicknamed one of her children Lovey when she was born because she's so sweet. But she, both of them are like, there's nothing wrong with being gay. It's, you know, if we love somebody, we can't pick who we love. Well, can't you just love somebody the normal way? I mean, you know, I love my mother, I love my sister, you know, I love my friend. I'd feel bad if something bad happened to her. But it doesn't have to be sexual, right? And mm-hmm. that's where they go wrong. But there's something sorely lacking in that. And I think that the whole argument about being gay is it's lacking, and that is deception. You know, we're all deceived at some point or another, but, you know, what's wrong with loving somebody? Well, this guy in this movie, you know, he approached him as like, you know, do you lie? Do you cheat? Do you steal? And everybody says yes, including him, because everybody does. And so he goes on to say, so, you know, we're all going to basically, you know, oh, there's the music.
Yeah, yeah. We'll continue
okay,
the discussion. Yeah. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. We're on phones. We have Rhonda in Missouri on the line. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Okay, so there's deception going on all around us, and I think he was trying to make that point, you know, lest we be deceived, right? I don't think these kids genuinely did not know that it was wrong, you know. And
or that it's
think
perverse,
about it,
basically. Yeah.
That it's perverse. But and then you think about it, and what kind of life are they going to have? Not the kind of life that God wants for them. But it was shocking to me. Yeah.
It gets into all kinds of other discussions. You know, I think of the Union Jack, the book published in 1971, and this counterfeit Christianity that is conflated with Orthodox biblical Christianity or a relationship with Jesus Christ. And just, you know, the hijacking, you know, you read Manly Hall and, you know, all that esoteric stuff, America's Secret Destiny of America, that kind of stuff. And you just think, you know, we've had these conversations where no one would think this was possible, but it's happening. So you have these organizations, again, the bigness is conflated with credibility. So you have these institutions that are erected, the American Psychiatric Association, for example. I mean, when the DSM first came out in 1968, it classified homosexuality as a mental disorder. And then they softened that in the 70s, I believe, to what they called sexual orientation disturbance. And then around 1987, they actually took it out as a mental disorder. And there was a corresponding change to the World Health Organization's ICD classification. But the point is, there was this machinery that was erected and conflated with bigness in Marshall McLuhan sort of fashion, or conflated with the bigness was conflated with credibility. And so it comes alongside, and so you can see in the initial publication, and this is the same time prayer is taken out of schools and those kinds of things, and I'm not a fan of public education, certainly not in its Horace Mann iteration anyway, but 1968, you have the DSM-2, and basically this coming alongside of the church, so to speak, of the APA, to say, look, no, we think just like you. And then it gets hijacked. The discussion gets hijacked, like so many other things. And now suddenly, you know, because of this counterfeit Christianity, you know, you have neocons running around and disenfranchised masses saying, Lord, save me from your people. You know, that should be a bumper sticker. I don't see it, but I think it's floating around out there somewhere. And it all, to me, sort of comes back to the lost discussion of relationship. It's not about religion or religiosity. It's about a relationship. And if you believe that you're just a mass of, you know, accidental atoms and molecules and stuff, and that's, you know, the critical end of that thinking is very lonely and very you just feel unimportant, and it lends itself to all the other things that I've talked about where, hey, you know, if I'm just, you know, I mean, when someone says, you might need therapy, I think, oh yeah, I'm going to go talk to a person I've never met who knows nothing about me, but he has a piece of paper on his wall, so he must, you know, have good advice for me. That just sounds foolish to me. And maybe I'll have a doctor operate and give me a cadaver ligament in my knee or some kind of prosthetic, you know, device internally or whatever. I'm not trying to besmirch those efforts per se. I'm just saying it lends itself to a thinking like we are just things that can be tinkered with, as bad guys say, and relationships, same thing. Speaking of Ashley Madison, the way that all of that online stuff works is we treat these relationships that should be thought of as priceless, as like buying a used car. Well, I don't know, can I get a low miles convertible? You know, as soon as it has high miles, maybe I'll trade it in. And that's one line of thinking. The other line of thinking, if I could speak, you know, to what Gino said, to what you're saying, kind of what I've said, basically to sum it all up, to me it centers around the idea that is expressed in Psalm 139. The psalmist writes, you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. And my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have even seen my unformed substance. And your book, in your book, were written all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. And on and on. That is an entirely different concept. You know, to get to know, I mean, if there is a reality to those words, then to get to know the author, you know, the creator of me, who would be so intimately interested in me that he would number the hairs on my head before I was born. That's pretty, wow, that's humbling. And it's comforting, and you know, those kinds of things. So it's just a different, it's a different concept.
Yeah, and the other thing is both of my sisters, I mean, both of my her girls that I'm talking about, were both homeschooled, and they used to live in Panama, so she was homeschooling them. And then they got back here, and her girls and her husband and all them, they got into a church, I'm going to guess 501c3, because they're not teaching that homosexuality is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, my sister's trying to reach them without, because you know when kids, when you tell them something's wrong, especially if you're the parent, they will rebel. Mom, mm-hmm. you're wrong. They won't listen to you. My niece did it the other day with her son. He has croup. My sister told her, and she's like, Mom, you're not a pediatrician. Oh, okay, did you die? Okay. You know what I mean? They don't mm-hmm. listen to their parents, and it's crazy how that works. And so I'm going to guess, I mean, they just love people, you know? They love people, but the thing is that you can love somebody and not love them in that way, and you shouldn't love somebody in that way unless, you know, it's a female and a male. But the other thing is, you know, I got on Facebook. My brother has a Facebook thing I told you about. But I actually wrote to Facebook because I wanted to see what kind of reply I would get. And I was like, you know, that story that was up in that news feed there, it offended me. And then I got a reply back and said, we reviewed it. It's not offensive. I'm like, there you go. Mm-hmm. You can't mm-hmm. please everyone, can you?
No.
But who are you to tell me that I'm not offended? You know
exactly.
what I mean?
It's, yeah.
It's like, you just made my point for you.
Yeah.
You can't please everyone. So no. Don't even try. You know, that's why I think free speech is so important, because not everybody's going to agree. And, you know, that's fine. But don't be a social network and tell people that something's not offensive.
It's,
I was offended that they told me it wasn't offensive.
It's, you know I, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I think of like a popcorn string, you know. People think that this is, you know, because it seems to speak to the ostensibly disenfranchised, the ostensible minority, people say, yeah, they don't realize that they're actually clamoring to support their own censorship because it's about control. And at some point, you will become the target of that control. You will. It will happen. You don't realize it at this point. You might not see it coming down the road. But if you can silence one person, well, you can silence every person. That history tells us that. We have our own history just in the last couple of generations that tell us that very clearly. And if we're not going to pay attention to those lessons of history, well, we will bear the brunt of the consequences, and probably not long until we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, Crystal, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Rhonda. I appreciate it, as
okay,
always.
Bye.
The one point of correction, I try to do this, I don't always do it, miss a lot, but I said nobody, it was the Family Circus cartoon, it was actually not me, you know, you go back and look at those cartoons, who threw the sunflower seeds all over the floor, not me, so you know, there was the one where you know, the kids are sitting around, they're sitting at the dinner table, I think, you know, who's kicking the table? Not me, not me, not me. And nobody was one of them, but it was generally not me, I think. And, you know, not me is the little ghost running around the table. So it was, I think nobody was one of them, but it was generally not me. And that's, you know, that's what kids say. Not me. Not me. And I remember, man, you know, used to get in trouble just for saying that. If you didn't do it, you don't need to say anything. Just be quiet. So, we have time. Maybe we can play that One American News Network clip, and then I'll rant about that for a moment, and then we'll move on, because that, I'll just complete that thought real quick. So, if that's ready, here is the One American News clip titled Senate Subcommittee Grills Google Over Reports of Its Left-Wing Bias. If you're ready, go ahead, please.
Giant Google is under fire from senators on Capitol Hill following new reports showing the company's search algorithms push a left-wing agenda. One America's Jacob DeMille has the details.
Representatives from Google are grilled in a Senate committee hearing over new leaks suggesting the company pushes users towards left-wing ideologies. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Google representatives were asked about a new report which found evidence that the tech company uses search algorithms to influence the political discourse. The report, published Monday by the nonprofit Project Veritas, includes undercover footage of Google executive Jen Janai discussing how the company is working to prevent, quote, another Trump situation, referring to the 2016 election of President Trump. Janai works for Google's Responsible Innovation Division, which is meant to ensure the company's technology follows legal and ethical guidelines. Under law, Google is expected to be a neutral and fair public forum. During the hearing, GOP Senator Ted Cruz questioned a Google representative about Janai's remarks.
Do you think it's Google's job to, quote, prevent the next Trump situation?
Thank you, Senator. I don't agree with that. No, sir.
Cruz went on to quote an anonymous Google executive from the report who echoed Janai's sentiment. The representative, again, denied Google's bias.
You think it's Google's job to make sure, quote, somebody like Donald Trump never comes to power again?
No, sir. I don't think that is Google's job. And we build for everyone, including every single religious belief, every single demographic, every single region, and certainly every political affiliation.
Cruz also pointed out that the tech company donated over $1 million to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, while it donated absolutely no money to President Trump. Later in the hearing, Democrat Senator Brian Schatz asked whether Google uses so-called persuasive technology in its search algorithms. Google's representatives then proceeded to give two separate answers.
Did you say Google doesn't use persuasive technology?
That is correct, sir.
Mr. Harris, is that true?
It's complicated. Persuasion is happening all throughout the ecosystem. In my mind, by the way, this is less about accusing one company, Google or Facebook. It's about understanding that every company...
Yeah, I get that. Yep. But she's here, and, yes, and she just said that they don't use persuasive technology.
There have been multiple reports since 2016 that Google has been suppressing conservative voices, including one published last year by PJ Media, which found searches in Google's news tab for President Trump turned out negative stories on his administration, stunning 96% of the time. Senator John Thune, the chairman of the subcommittee, suggested he's considering drafting a bill tackling the issue of persuasive technologies, which would call for more transparency from social media companies. Jacob DeMille, One America News.
Want to see more videos like this? Click on the link below.
So, yeah. It's, you know, again, it's more throwaway, superficial window dressing, you know, placating the unwashed masses. Persuasive technology. We don't use that. What are you talking about? I mean, this is, again, not to be redundant. I feel like a stuck record. The selfish ledger. It's you know, this is like seeing these stories, and it's story after story, it's day after day, it's every day. I'm only saying this so that you know you're not crazy either. It's like the woman who walks in and catches her husband in bed with another woman, and he jumps up and says, no, honey, that's not what's happening. It's not what you think. And the woman runs out of the other woman runs out of the room, and his wife is still, you know, freaking out. And he gets dressed, and all of a sudden she's saying, you know, I can't believe you did this. And he's saying, what? I didn't do anything. And then he just starts gaslighting her. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. There's no person here. No one was here. What are you talking about? It's that crazy. Last May, there was the Verge story. Google's selfish ledger is an unsettling vision of Silicon Valley. There are other stories yesterday that I'd not sure I got to. I'll mention maybe one or two of them. Speaking of Google, but persuasive technology, it's complicated? What? No, it's not. You're lying. There's no complication about it. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Oh,
Welcome back. The magician's scarf. Pull on a swatch of cloth, and next thing you know, you got a pile of cloth, and there's no end in sight. A multicolored pile of swatches. Bedazzling the eyes, you know. So, you know, how far back do we go? The selfish ledger, Google's selfish ledger, and it's completely accidental, except it's an homage to Richard Dawkins' 1976 book, The Selfish Gene. Richard Dawkins, I'm no fan of Satanist, avowed Satanist Richard Dawkins. You know, the subject of Lamarckian epigenetics, in other words, how to mess with people's minds, to put it kindly. And, you know, in Rand Corporation game theory fashion, how to put ideas in your head and make you think they were your ideas all along. It's really what it comes down to. And one of the things that I was thinking about yesterday along these lines, I mean, I mentioned, we talked a little bit about the subject of hacking. You know, Mike in Kentucky called in. I mentioned Kevin Mitnick. There are some interesting articles on hacking that you can find floating around. There's the there's the Wikipedia entry, list of security hacking incidents, I think it is. Yeah. And ENT Magazine has Hacking Through the Years, A Brief History of Cybercrime, and it's a parallel discussion. But, you know, you look back at these entries, and the military is always involved. You know, John von Neumann, suddenly we have the Rand Corporation, DARPA, you know, MIT, Harvard, the Army, you know, the cryptography, the internet, obviously, you know, the ARPANET, Los Alamos Laboratory. You know, and all the stuff that has gone on the West Coast that we've talked about, William in Montana has been very instructive on that subject as far as callers go. The intrigue and deception and the efforts of the military, you know, an example, let's see, wireless telegraphy. I mean, so we hear about wireless, you know, and people, oh my goodness, wireless. Nikola Tesla was doing some crazy wireless stuff that we still haven't been able to duplicate as far as I know. Who knows? Raytheon scooped up his patents. As far as I know, Raytheon at last count had somewhere around 300 Tesla patents or something like that, if memory serves. I don't know. Wireless technology back in 1903. I'll talk about that. We'll move on. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.